I'm playing Michigan Bingo this morning, and I'm looking for the spot that says 80 degrees in April, followed by a snowstorm. I can fill in that spot?
You've come to the right place.
Pure Michigan. No, it's a beautiful time of year. And I don't know about you, I am ready. I am ready to get out of the house once the pandemic subsides a little more. I'm ready to hit the road. So that's my setup for why we're talking about electric vehicles.
Yeah, and I guess every house will have an electric vehicle, right?
I won't say every house. There are a lot of cars on the road and a lot that still burn gasoline. And that's the case in the Wheeler household. We have two vehicles. But I can tell you this, the next vehicles we buy will be electric vehicles because it's becoming easier. General Motors plans to sell 1 million electric vehicles just by 2025. And everyone is really moving in this direction for the right reasons. So what we are doing with Consumers Energy is trying to help that transition. We talked about, you mentioned it, we've announced that we've got 24 electric vehicle fast charging stations in place across the state. That includes the Jackson County Airport and a lot more to come in the years ahead.
Well, we'll have to have many charging stations, won't we? I don't know how many, but it has to be a lot.
Yeah, we're in the early stages. I think if you look at it, electric vehicles are still relatively uncommon. But already the growth in the sales is usually about 20% year over year. So you think about that. People who are making those choices today to get the new vehicles, now they're looking more seriously at EVs. And so what we do to make that a little bit more comfortable for people, because I think the biggest question is, okay, great, if I take my car on the road, can I keep it running? Can I keep the power going into it? And so we talk about fast charging stations. You stop, you plug in, and in about half an hour, you're good to go to really continue that trip for a few hundred more miles. And, of course, we offer rebates that allow developers and communities to put these in place. The Jackson County Airport, all up and down 127 and northern Michigan, western Michigan, as you're traveling out to the lakes. And then, of course, we also, through our it's called Power My Drive, that's the name of our program, we offer rebates if you want to have a charging station at your business, which is a big part of it as well, making it convenient for people who go to work. And then also at your home. So you're plugging your car overnight. You get some low rates. You've got the charger in your garage. And by the time you wake up and you head out in the morning, whatever reason, your vehicle's ready to go.
Talk a little bit about these rebates. How are those coming about, Brian?
Yeah, you know, we try to make it really simple for people. If you're interested, consumersenergy.com/powermydrive, and the my is MI for Michigan, because mm-hmm. we're clever like that, aren't we? But so consumersenergy.com/powermydrive, and that's where you can get an idea. The rebates that we offer generally cover most of the cost. So a home charger that you put in your garage will cost you somewhere in the neighborhood of $500, and the rebate covers just about that entire price, I think. The same thing if you have a business where you're putting them in. And really, it's happening all around us already. I mean, we talk about this being a slow transition, and it will take a while. But already, now you go out to the Jackson County Airport. If you've got an electric vehicle, just go out there and take a look around. That fast charger is there. It's very simple. You go around downtown Jackson, Kristoff and Sons. You've seen it before. The Innovation Center, the Consumers Energy Innovation Center on Michigan Avenue, right in front. So they're not really as exotic as people might think they are. Electric vehicles are changing fast. And I think you remember, I know I do, that Super Bowl commercial with Will Ferrell, where he and some of his celebrity friends were talking about how we're going to challenge Norway to be number one in the world. And I think it's possible. I think you're seeing that evolution turn into a revolution.
Well, I know you've been part of all the big meetings. What do you see 5 years down the road?
For electric vehicles, I think you're just going to see a lot more, be a lot more common. You're going to see that it really be an everyday thing for people. If GM sells 1 million electric vehicles and all the other automakers sell theirs, it'll just be something that's part of the mix for people who are making those choices. I think vehicles that burn gasoline aren't going away anytime soon because, for one thing, there are tens of millions of cars on the road right now, and they're good to go for many more years to come. So, you know, it's not like you're going to flip a switch, although we at Consumers Energy often help people flip switches, don't we?
Yeah.
But it's just going to become less unusual, less exotic for people. When someone's looking at that new car that they want, they go, yeah, it's electric. Okay, that's fine. I'm ready to go. And if they are served by Consumers Energy, if they're an electric customer of ours, they'll know that they can get some money that's going to help them lower the cost of the charger at home. They're going to know that when they go to work, they're going to plug in and keep their vehicle charging through the day. And then they know that the family road trip is going to have the power it needs. The other thing that's kind of interesting, too, is that thanks to the technology of it, we're trying to help those electric vehicle drivers and give them rewards. So they're not charging their vehicles in the middle of the day on the hot summer days, right? Because we talked about this, that a 90-degree, 95-degree day in Michigan is not a great time that you want people using more energy. You actually want to reduce that demand. So you literally can plug in your vehicle when you come home at work, let's say 5 or 6 o'clock, and then you can actually activate it like a timer setting so that it kicks in when you're sleeping at night. The rates are the lowest, and your vehicle still gets all the charge it needs.
What about these public stations, Brian? Would that be just first come, first serve, or how would that work? Would you have to pay for it? How is that going to work?
Yeah, I think a great comparison to think about is just that of a gas station. That's really what a fast charging station is, right? If I'm traveling anywhere, I stop at the gas station, and in 5 minutes I've filled up my tank entirely, and I'm on my way. And most of the charging that happens at home and at businesses is a little slower than that. So that's why we distinguish between fast charging and regular charging. But yeah, you go to a fast charging location, go to the Jackson County Airport today, plug in your vehicle is as long as it's open and ready for business. And you do pay a fee. I mean, you pay for gasoline, for example. But generally speaking, EVs are less expensive for people than gas-powered vehicles. There's less maintenance costs, there are less moving pieces within the engine, and the cost itself for the fuel is lower. So it's a real value, it's a real affordability question that works for people's benefit when it comes to making that jump into something new. Like I said, it feels different. It feels like we're on the cusp of something that we've never seen before. And so I don't think we know exactly what it's going to look like, but the big thing that we can do right now is just get that infrastructure in place, get those chargers out there. 24 today now on the roads of Michigan, 200 by 2024, hopefully, and off we go.
Just a quick word, Brian. Besides this program yesterday, Consumers announcing a partnership with Mott Community College to put in place a program to train some of your employees. That sounded interesting.
Yeah, we have some great partnerships with Mott now. Before we've worked with Alpena Community College and on Lansing Community College, a little closer to home here, where we're offering training for people. Electric line work, as you can guess, is very demanding. It's not the sort of thing you can just pick up and do right away.
So,
it's one thing we find over time is that it's sometimes challenging to get people into that field, just because it's a training demand and it's not something people think about sometimes naturally in their career paths.
You haven't been up there, have you?
I think they're very smart to keep me on the ground. But yeah, so it's a new partnership with Mott. I think there's more to come. Actually, maybe some other community colleges, maybe a little closer to us that may be joining the effort over time as well. So, yeah, it's an exciting field. One thing to think about, I always say Consumers Energy, for my money, is the best place to work in Michigan. The benefits, the pay are good, and we make sure, of course, that people do the work safely. So while it's challenging work, we train people for great careers to be line workers, and we hope that we can interest more people in it because they're really great jobs and they're going to be here for a long time.
Real Brian Wheeler from Consumers Energy. Brian, thanks for the visit.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
Take care.